much trauma in my life. I've been so cold to the ones who love me, baby. I look back now and realize, and I remember when I held you, you begged me with your drowning eyes, and I regret I didn't tell you. Now I can't keep you from loving him, you've made up your mind. There's this brilliant bit in the latest series of Curb Your Enthusiasm where Larry David starts to play the Oscars music that they play when people are out of time. Say I'm there for you, but I'm out of time. Say that I'll care for you, but I'm out of time. Said I'm too late to make you mine, I'm out of time. You know the Oscars music to drown them when they're out of time, drown them out. And Larry David realizes if he starts playing the music while someone boring is going on too long, then they'll shut up. The Pavlovian response is they'll shut up. It's brilliant. It's a brilliant idea and much needed. As some people don't realize just how boring they are. You know these people, you'll instantly be able to think of one, you know. You ask them a question, they just go off on one. You know, they never shut up. And what do? You know, you start off, don't you, by nodding and just half listening. And then you just completely zone out, don't you? And then you've missed crucial bits, but you're still nodding and shit. Then they say something and you think, oh fuck, they're waiting for a reaction now. And I wasn't listening. I wasn't listening. Was that a sad thing? You know, was it a happy thing? Was it a joke? And you end up giving a reaction midway between all of those. What? No. And you just pray that they haven't just told you they've got stage 4 cancer before you letting out a kind of what? A kind of half laugh, half sigh thing. But I'm sorry. You don't even have to read the room, mate. Just read my face, my body language, you know? This is boring. I'm doing up my coat. I'm turning away from you slightly. Please, please get the message. How do they miss the message? But of course they don't. They don't miss the message. Just like you can't miss the, you know, music on the Oscars speeches. But some people are selfish, aren't they? 98% of the world just want to bang on, thanking everyone they've ever met. Some people never get the message that they're out of time. And there's nothing you can do, is there? Because the worst thing you can ever say to someone, the worst, you know? Worse than telling them to fuck off, worse than everything, is suggesting that... I can't even say it now, it sounds so rude. And I've only ever done it once. And that's suggesting, just very politely, that you'd like to talk about something else now, please. I've only done it once, when the other person was talking about vaccines. And all I said was, can we talk about something else, please? And this person has never, ever forgiven me. Well, I'm sorry, right? I'm sorry. I just have something playing in my head, okay? Permanently. And that's my own Oscars music telling me. Telling me I haven't got much time left on this earth. So I can't just go on forever listening to this bullshit. I'm very, 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 very sorry. But you know what I know, and some people seemingly do not know. I know that we're all fast running out of time. Please, please, can we talk about something else? Can I go and talk to that person over there, please? Thank you. So rude. Lots of love.